It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I'm glad we're together again today. I've been thinking about music, and I brought this to show you. It's called a pitch pipe. So it just plays one note at a time, and it helps people know how to start singing a song. I think maybe I'll just blow the first note of the song, It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood, and we can sing the first part of it together. Here. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Are you singing? Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It sounds different when we sing and there aren't any musical instruments playing, doesn't it? Do you know where the music comes from when I sing that song at the beginning of our visit each day? It comes from the musicians who work right here in our television studio. I'll show you. Come along. How do you do, gentlemen? Like you know my television neighbor.
Hello.
John, Carl, and Bob.
Hi.
I wondered if we could play some of that opening song of ours. You know, It's a Beautiful Day in This Neighborhood. But each one by yourself.
Oh.
Would you start?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. So there's the piano. And Carl, would you play the bass violin? Just that part. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Fun to hear that by itself, yeah. And Bobby, would you play your part? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Oh, I like that, yeah. Now, would you play just a little bit of it all together so we can listen to each part together?
Sure.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. I think that really helps in listening to music. Mm-hmm. Have an idea. Why don't I just go over there back to the porch and pretend that I'm just starting the television visit, and we'll just do what we ordinarily do right at the beginning of the program.
Fine.
All right? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? That's the telephone, I think. But you see how we do it? I thought that would interest you. Yeah. Hello? Oh, hi, Joe. Oh, good. Oh, yes, you know I've always wanted to introduce him to my television neighbors. Yeah, thank you very much. Yes, come over as soon as you can. Alrighty, bye-bye. That's Joe Negri. A friend of ours by the name of Nicky Hurler is a very fine pianist. He's only 6.5 years old, and Joe wants to bring him over so he can play the piano here. So let me just get my piano ready. I want you to meet him. Yes. Well, that was fast. That is they. You must have run over.
Yes.
Hi, Nicky, did you?
Yes.
Good, here you are. Hi, Joe. Like you know my television neighbor? You know Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Come in. And Nikki, you know where my piano is. So, you want to sit down or?
Oh, mosey over here.
Okay. I like very much to hear you play. Would you like to play something for us right away?
Yes.
Okay. What would you like to play?
I would like to play a Minuet 3 by Bach.
Minuet number 3 by Bach.
Yes.
Okay. We want to hear it.
Mm-hmm. We sure do.
Just love that.
Very nice, Nick.
That's a kind of a dance, isn't it?
Yes.
A minuet.
Yes.
I just felt like dancing as I was sitting on my seat there.
Yeah.
Do you play that music to please other people, to give them pleasure, or do you play it for your own personal pleasure?
For other people.
Other people. Are you thinking about people who might be wanting to learn the piano themselves?
Yes.
What do you think about children who might be listening to you and have that idea, maybe I could do that?
Well, I guess they would be very proud of themselves. I guess that would be their very best choice, and they would have fun playing.
Have fun playing it?
Mm-hmm.
You have fun playing it?
Yes.
But I bet it's work, too.
Yeah, a lot of work.
A lot of practice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. What, you know what? One day when I was just learning a different piece, I don't know what that was, I just said, I want to learn it right away, right away. I don't want to just have it no mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't do that. My mom said, nope, that's too hard. Then everybody has to practice before they can learn something.
Mm-hmm. Before they do it just right.
Right.
And it's okay even when you make mistakes.
Yeah, because you still practice.
Mm-hmm. Would you play something else for us?
Yes.
What would you like to play now?
I'll play a sonatina by Kula, Opus 55, number 1.
Opus 55. What's
yeah.
that mean?
That means work. Opus 55 means...
Was that the 55th work that he wrote?
Yes.
That he wrote?
Yeah.
So, let's hear that Opus 55 by
Kulau.
Kulau. Thank you.
Practice, and he did that very perfect.
He did that so well. You're such a good player at the piano.
Yes.
I just wondered if you like to play other things.
Yes, I do.
What kinds of things do you like to play?
Games and sports, stuff like that. I like to play with my animals, too.
And your animals?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What kinds of animals?
Mushy sheep, rabbits, bears, all kinds of animals.
And what kinds of sports do you like to play?
Hockey, baseball, and football.
Mm-hmm.
And the games I like is checker, memory, and dominoes.
All those things?
Yeah.
What a good player you are for 6.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you might like to play with my trolley?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go play with the trolley. Now, you know down here is the control panel.
Yeah, if you push it down, it will come.
Yeah, if you push it down, then
forward.
Right.
Forward.
Then it'll come out.
Forward.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, up. Then it would come.
Then it goes back. That's right. There it is. Hey, trolley. Yeah, Nikki's making trolley work. That's right. And if you push it up, then it'll go back. That's it. And then in the middle, it stops. Bring it clear out to here so you can take a real good look at it.
Yeah, I know what this says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
same thing. Neighborhood trolley. What about the whistle?
Yeah.
Trolley? Yes. Mr. Costa makes the whistle.
They can make another whistle. Do you want to hear it? It's a different one right here.
That's a different one?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Stick it out.
Oh, good. That's right.
Oh, I think Nikki would like to stay here and play with trolley. But we have to get back. His parents are doing some shopping, then we're going to meet them over at the store.
I see.
Let me go and put it back up.
Okay. Just once more. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for coming to play the piano and play the trolley and everything.
It's fun playing with that.
Yeah, he's a fine boy.
Bye.
Oh, thank you for that. Very proud of you.
It was nice visiting with you.
Bye, Joe.
Bye.
Bye, Fred.
Bye-bye, Nikki. I'm very proud of him. Mm-hmm. Good player. That's the important thing about childhood, is to learn how to play well. All kinds of play. Let's have some make-believe. Trolley? You know, King Friday likes to play the bass violin. Why don't we just pretend that he and Handyman Negri are doing something together at the castle, right now, in the neighborhood of make-believe. We'll just pretend that.
Very well, King Friday.
Well, I learned my music at the Kingly School. Where did you learn yours, Handyman?
Well, King Friday, I have a message for you.
Oh, messages can wait, Miss Polificate, but your tap dancing cannot.
Oh, King Friday. So glad you remember.
Well, a king never forgets the talents of those around him, especially when he is talented himself.
Oh, you're a very talented bass violin player, Your Majesty.
Your taste is superb.
Will you do a little tap for us, Miss B?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh, well, your music's perfect for tapping.
I'm so glad.
And now, how about your message?
Oh, you may read it to me.
Oh, right. Dear King Friday, I am on my way to your castle with a suggestion from Mayor Maggie.
Oh,
I hope you have time to see me. Your Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber.
Oh, yes. Well, I like the sound of that, don't you?
Mm. Oh, I do, especially that last part. Your Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber.
Oh, very good, handyman.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
We shall all sing that until Mr. Aber arrives.
Your Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber.
Your Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber. Your Westwood neighbor, Charles R. Aber.
Sounds like you're expecting me.
Charles R. Aber, I presume?
Correct. As usual, King Friday.
We are expecting you, neighbor Aber. What is the suggestion from Mayor Maggie?
She would like us to arrange a festival for Westwood, Northwood, Southwood, and this neighborhood all together.
What kind of festival?
Well, she said any kind would be fine with her. She just wanted to be able to get us all together somehow.
Well, then, I know what we can have.
Oh, what, really, sire?
A bass violin festival, of course.
Of course. A bass violin festival?
Yes. Everyone who can play the bass violin will play in the festival, and everyone else will listen and watch.
But you're the only one who plays the bass violin, King Friday.
Oh, so I am. Well, it looks like I'll have a very large audience.
Well, we'll see. I will present your suggestions to Mayor Maggie, King Friday, but I'm not sure she had a bass violin festival in mind.
Yes, and I will begin practicing immediately. I guess the festival will last for a whole day, so I must prepare a great deal of bass violin music. Yes. Now, Handyman Negri and Miss Polificate, you may help with the refreshments and other things. You'll work with neighbor Aber to make this an outstanding bass violin festival.
Yes,
oh,
sire.
Yes,
very
yes,
good.
Sire.
Yes.
I don't think Mayor Maggie had that kind of festival in mind.
Well, King Friday has a mind of his own.
Hmm, that's for sure.
I think I'll have to check with some of the other places and see if they'll go along with this. Somehow, I think our mayor wanted something that a lot of people could be involved in.
You mean like a dance festival?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, somebody may have some suggestions about how we can make a bass violin festival an event for everybody.
Want to dance before you leave?
Well, yeah, I think I would. What kind of dance?
Tap.
Oh, good. That was fun.
That really was.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I could really get excited about something like a dance festival. Oh, well, you can't have everything, I guess. I've got to get back to work. You take telephones, they'll ring.
I'll see you later, Miss Pete.
Okay, and you let me know if there's anything I can do to help.
Oh, I will, thanks. And I'll check with the people in the other communities, see how they feel about it.
Okay.
I wish you well.
Oh, thanks.
I wonder why King Friday wants it to be just a bass violin festival.
Anybody else here?
Ooh, Lady Elaine, you startled me.
That's nothing new, Toots. I'm a startling person.
I'll say.
Nobody else around?
No.
Well, I heard about the festival.
Already?
You know me.
Yeah, you seem to find out about everything right away.
Anyway, I'd like you to see my new bass violin.
But I didn't know you played the bass violin.
Aha, you'll see.
Oh, Lady Elaine, you are a marvel.
Well, don't you think that this will add to the festival?
Yes, it does look like one, doesn't it, Trolley? Oh, I don't know either.
Oh, don't worry, it'll be just fine.
What do you think King Friday will say about Lady Elaine's instrument? She just put a make-believe bass violin in front of her accordion, didn't she? That was fooling, wasn't it? But we'll pretend more about that next time. Right now, I think we better give some food to the fish. I wonder if fish play any kind of musical instrument. I guess not. I wonder if they sing. I don't know, because I can't hear them. I wonder who the first person was who ever used his or her voice to sing. Ha, ha, ha. That would have been a long time ago. But it's fun to wonder about things like that, isn't it? Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? Did you know that it's all right to wonder? There are all kinds of wonderful things in this world. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? Did you know that it's all right to marvel? There are all kinds of marvelous things. You can ask a lot of questions about the world and your place in it. You can ask about people's feelings. You can learn the sky's the limit. Did you know? Did you know? Did you know when you wonder, you're learning? Did you know when you marvel, you're learning about all kinds of wonderful, all kinds of marvelous, marvelously wonderful things? I wonder what kind of festival you'd like to make if you were making up a festival. There are many kinds of festivals, you know. Dancing, singing, strawberry. Well, that sounds like the door. Somebody knocking at the door. It's all right to sing to you, Mr. McNeely.
Diddy delivery to you. Just stopped by to bring your magnetic noteboard, and there it is.
Oh, good. That's just what I wanted, because I wanted to show my friends how people write music. Can you come in?
Well, just a minute. I've been taking some lessons, some singing lessons from Francois Clemens.
Yeah?
And he tells me when I warm up my voice to do this, he says, la, 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 la. One more time. La, 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 la.
For you, Miss McPhee. La, 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 la.
And I have a special one. Mr. McFeely's my name, speedy delivery. Oh, I almost forgot. There's another part of the delivery in here. It's right there.
Oh, the notes.
The notes.
And these are magnetic notes. They just fit right on there, do
right
they?
On there. And on that note, on that note.
On that falling note.
On that falling note, I'll say speedy delivery, all right?
All right, Mr. McFeely, thank you very much.
Bye.
Mr. McFeely's my name. I wanted to show you some notes on here. Let's see how I can work this. See these? These fit on this board. There. Now, if you were going to play those two notes on the piano, you would play like this. D, G, can you go like that? So you're humming, D and G. So when people write music, they put all kinds of notes on paper. Let me see, I'll put one more up here. So that says, da, 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 da. All kinds of marvelous things. Yep. just thinking, you could make up your own kind of festival, because festivals are times for neighborhoods to get together to make something fun, all together. I like to plan things like that, things that might give pleasure to people. Do you? Can give a person a very good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You may even want to talk about people who like to play the piano, or play the accordion, or the bass violin, or play the trolley, or play about building with blocks, or play about drawing. What kinds of play do you like to do? It's so important to be able to play. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in this whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.